This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. The hard part is done. Utah has a hockey team. Today, it's the big welcome party at the Delta Center. People are now getting their NHL preseason tickets after waiting in line hours to get into the building by the thousands. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been talking to people all afternoon out here on the plaza in front of the Delta Center. She's joining me live. Amy?
Jeff, kids are playing four-on-four street hockey. Others are getting their faces painted. One guy brought a couple of llamas that were getting a lot of attention. The band is playing 80s hits, and I haven't seen anyone dancing, but lots of people with smiling faces and hockey jerseys. And one word keeps coming up again and again whenever I ask anyone, that word, excitement.
Just excited for another professional sport here in Utah, especially the NHL, which is super exciting. Full intense all the time.
So the first 5,000 people in the door got preseason tickets, and I actually saw a couple of people get those tickets, turn right around, and leave. So obviously some people here for the party, some people here just to get a couple of free tickets.
If they're giving them out, why wouldn't you want them, right?
Yeah, got their hot dogs and sat on the corner and ate them.
You know what's so interesting? I've seen so many people wearing other teams' hockey jerseys from Team Canada, Team USA, the San Jose Sharks, and all the rest. And I asked them as they come by the booth here, so are you going to defect and become a Utah fan? They're all shaking their heads no.
I heard the same thing from a lot of people who were excited to see their favorite teams play here. They don't have to travel now to Minnesota or wherever to see their favorite team.
But it's crystal clear Utah's going to have a lot of hockey fans out of the box. Thousands of people here for this party. So listen, this team flew in from Phoenix. They touched down at the airport this morning, and they were welcomed by the next generation of hockey players. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera was at SLC for the welcome. He continues our team coverage.
Many permission slips to this school must have been submitted because Utah's new NHL team touched down and were immediately greeted by the loud cheers of youth hockey players from all over the state. Players like Liam O'Brien, Alex Kerfoot, and Logan Cooley stopped after their flight to sign autographs and give out high fives to Utah's next generation of hockey players turned fans. The hangar where they were waiting to meet their new team was packed wall to wall, holding up signs of welcome to Utah to give the team a positive first impression. Another sign Utah has been waiting for this day to come. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The team's general manager, Bill Armstrong, is here. He says the players were amazed for this welcome by their young fans.
You could see the joy in their faces when they saw the kids. That I don't know if the kids will ever understand how much that meant to the players. I almost had a tear in my eye coming down, just seeing the kids chanting.
The head coach, Andre Tourenne, says he even got one of these kids to sign his hoodie and says today's been the best day of his NHL career. So interesting. Now, as far as the name of the team, well, that's the big question, right? We have some news on that front. Trademark applications have now been submitted for the Utah Mammoth and the Utah Ice. That's in addition to the Yetis, the Outlaws, Blizzard, Venom, Fury, Utah Hockey Club, and Utah HC. Fans will get to decide, according to Ryan Smith, but we have a whiteboard here at the booth outside the Delta Center. People stand and ponder their decision. What am I going to vote for? And they put a little hash mark next to the name. Runaway at this point for the Utah Yetis, followed not so closely by the Utah Blizzard. KSL News Time 5:04. A few states east in Minneapolis, the Minnesota Lynx women's basketball team has put together a celebration of their own. Their party in honor of former Utes player Alyssa Peely.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting all of this, but you know, it means a lot, and to come into a program who welcomes me this way, and I just appreciate it so much. For people who understand me and just cherish and appreciate my culture, you know, I'm looking forward to this season.
The Lynx picked her number 8 in the WNBA draft. She was welcomed today by both the team and local Samoan and Native American tribes celebrating her heritage. KSL News Time 5:05. The U.S. Supreme Court appears divided over a challenge to Idaho's abortion ban. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the High Court today hearing a case that could have implications for abortion bans that have been enacted since Roe v. Wade was overturned. The Justice Department insists the Idaho law violates a federal law that ensures emergency room care to all patients. Emily Martin with the National Women's Law Center told reporters outside the court that the patchwork of laws around the U.S. has caused confusion for doctors.
It's caused a public health crisis. The legal uncertainty that providers are facing in states like Idaho is leading OBGYNs to flee states with abortion bans.
As abortion rights advocates chanted outside the court in the nation's capital, Arizona lawmakers were also taking action on abortion, legislators repealing the state's near total ban on abortions. Now, three Republicans joined all 29 Democrats to repeal a law that predated Arizona's statehood. The White House commending Congress for the passage of a $95 billion foreign aid package, which in part supplies Ukraine with much-needed military aid. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the aid is reassuring U.S. allies.
The passage of this bill sends a powerful message to the rest of the world about the enduring strength of American leadership.
President Biden signed the bill today, and the first shipment of military supplies is already in the works. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Schleyes, KSL.
KSL News Time 5:06. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Scanners calling out a new accident southbound Bangor Highway at 4300 South. And we do have some delays that just linger on Redwood Road tonight. And it's in both directions, anywhere between Bluffdale and 2100 North.
Can't blow it up.
Speaking of Lehigh, we do have a small accident over to the left shoulder on I-15 prior to 2100 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:07. The Federal Trade Commission has decided to ban all non-compete agreements that your employer might make you sign. Such agreements keep people from going to work for the competition, at least until now. Meantime, Senator Todd Weiler says Utah already has some limited protections for some workers.
We limit it to 1 year. That's a relatively new law. And I know California has no non-competes, but most of the states, you know, like 47 states, do have them.
Lawsuits are expected to try and keep non-competes in place. Otherwise, 4 months from now, almost all of them will be null and void. These changes to the non-compete clauses, it would take effect after 120 days, but it'll likely be delayed now that an organization representing 3 million American businesses has decided to sue the FTC.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has sued the Federal Trade Commission in federal court in Texas, saying the FTC's new ban on non-compete employment agreements is far too significant to be decided by one agency. This should be a question for Congress. The Federal Trade Commission says the clauses that prevent workers from joining another company or working in a certain proximity for a period of time stifle economic growth and drive down wages.
KSL News Time, 5:08. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. We're brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, what's going on?
Just not an easy ride on northbound I-15 trying to get in through the Salt Lake County area. We have scattered delays from Bluffdale up to the Southtown Mall, and then a steady stream of delays as you go from Murray to the 6 South exit. If you're thinking about coming into downtown, you may want to consider an alternate route. Otherwise, allow yourself plenty of extra travel time. Delays southbound I-15, and that's pretty steady as well from 33rd South to 146th South, slowing on the West Belt southbound between I-80 and 3500 South. Mark?
Slow in both directions in Utah County on I-15 between Lehigh and Linden, and then northbound has been re-aggravated with a crash now reported closer to 2100 North, SR-92, so northbound's going to be heavy headed for Point of the Mountain, and then it has been a mess between Bluffdale and 2100 North, much worse than usual on Redwood Road, and out west, Bangor Highway's got a wreck. It looks like it's going to be on the southbound side around 4300 South. That accounts for those extra delays there, Steve.
And lots of vehicular and pedestrian traffic right now in downtown Salt Lake City around the Delta Center for the NHL celebration. Looks like we have big-time delays on northbound Redwood Road right now, packed in between Indiana Avenue and I-80. Slowdowns at North 15 from 45th South and Murray up to North Salt Lake. We're thinking slow on southbound 15, Ogden to Roy. Westside Belt pretty sluggish as well, both ways. Northbound from the 201 and southbound from 700 North down to I-80. And it looks like Legacy also in the game now. Thick and busy, Woods Cross into Bountiful. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South in Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know, at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your hourly weather forecast, 5 p.m., partly sunny, 76 degrees. By 7 p.m., still looking at partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees. By 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, 67. And then mostly cloudy all night with a low of 53. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
We're down a notch to 78 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 5:12. Tourists in London during rush hour this morning got more excitement than they expected. Maria Chaleos is here to explain.
Jeff, picture this. A normal morning in London, tourists are snapping pics of Buckingham Palace until a loud noise from a building site spooked the king's horses. Five horses from the king's mounted bodyguard were startled during the exercise routine. They bucked off their riders and stampeded through the city. They galloped with abandon around Buckingham Palace. They collided with cars and a double-decker bus. Pictures and videos that were shared widely across social media show two of the horses, one white, one black, running with speed, at speed, down the historic financial center in the busy theater district. They were injured. The white horse had blood on its coat. Now, the extent of the injuries of the horses suffered, not immediately known, but thankfully, the mounted group of police officers say thankfully emergency responders acted quickly, the public reacted quickly, and enabled the soldiers and the horses to get to safety. The London Ambulance Service says it treated four people across three separate incidents in the space of 10 minutes. And that incident erupted just after 8:30 in the morning. Jeff?
Troubling morning for all the king's horses and all the king's men. KSL News Time 5:14. The Democratic candidate going up against Governor Spencer Cox says he's raising more money. Brian King's pre-state convention report says he's raised $171,000 in just 4 months compared to the current governor's $155,000. Governor Cox's election cycle total is still well over Brian King's by more than $1 million. Trending on social media. Remember a little flick called 13 Going on 30, that movie that helped expand the careers of, Jennifer Garner, Mark Ruffalo, Judy Greer. The movie's now 20 years old, and those three stars joined each other on a Zoom meeting, calling it the 13 Going on Boomer meeting. To reflect.
There's two kinds of people in the world. There's Hulk people and there's 13 going on 30 people. And I get equal amounts, way more 13 going on 30.
Met a little baby named Jenna yesterday after the movie.
Shut up.
Garner posted the video on Instagram saying thank you to all the enduring fans of the film. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an arson investigation is underway after four fires were set Tuesday morning in Salt Lake City. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, we're learning this afternoon that barn fire in Cache County that killed hundreds of thousands of chickens last night was started by an equipment malfunction. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have some slowing westbound on the 21st South Freeway from 5600 West into Magna. Southbound on Mountain View Corridor, it's jammed up from about 90th South to about 126th South and delays both directions of Redwood Road, Bluffdale into Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Big change in the weather pattern is ahead. Tonight we'll keep it dry with increasing clouds and showers and storms by tomorrow afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
78 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Students at the University of Texas at Austin joining those at schools across the country staging pro-Palestinian protests, calling for their colleges to cut financial ties with Israel. At least 20 people were arrested. The University of Southern California closing its campus to the public. Pro-Palestinian students at Harvard began an encampment on Harvard Yard and at Columbia University.
Columbia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear, and the intimidation of the mob rule, to overtake American principles like free speech and the free free exchange of ideas, and the free exercise of religion.
House Speaker Mike Johnson speaking on campus, calling on the school's president to resign. The White House watching closely.
Protests must be peaceful. You know, students must be safe. When we see violent rhetoric, we have to call that out. When we see physical intimidation or grotesque anti-Semitic remarks, we have to speak that out.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Arizona House members vote to repeal the state's Civil War era abortion ban.
We did hear from House Speaker Ben Thoma. He took to the floor. He said he was very disappointed, saying it appears that Democrats believe abortion should occur with no limits and no regulations. He has made it very clear he disagrees with this. He wants this law to stay in place.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in Phoenix. Outside the Supreme Court today, abortion rights advocates chanted as the justices inside heard a case which could affect abortion bans since Roe v. Wade was overturned. At issue is whether Idaho's ban violates a federal law that ensures emergency room care to all patients when their lives are at risk. A federal transportation official says one of the two pilots on a plane that was laden with fuel reported a fire on board just before it crashed and burned near the airport in Fairbanks, Alaska, killing them both. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. I have to stress, outside the Delta Center, where we are on the sidewalk, there is no hockey game going on today, but I'm going to guess there are 12,000 fans inside the arena right now.
At least 12,000 inside. We've got pictures from the inside. It is a packed house, and on the outside there's still probably about 10,000 people. So I mean, it's maybe not 10,000, but thousands of people just enjoying this atmosphere, just welcoming the team.
Amy Kobabe is with me. She's been reporting on the party this afternoon next door, the official or unofficial welcome of the new hockey team with no name. They were giving away 5,000 preseason tickets. That was part of the draw. But there are way more than 5,000 people here, right?
Way, way more than 5,000. I asked a couple people in line that were just making it in right when they opened the doors. They had gone around the block and then onto the other block across the street and were just making it in. And so this lined the streets quite literally with thousands of people. And some of them did turn around as soon as they got those tickets, walked out, and, you know, with a smile on their face. But a lot of people hanging around, enjoying the music. We've got a band that's playing 80s, only 80s music.
Why is that? Is that because Ryan Smith loves 80s music?
Maybe it's the demographic, you know, or it's, I guess, safe. Everyone can pick one or two songs they know.
No. The demographic is everybody. We're seeing
really
3-year-old kids, 70-year-old men, women. It's absolutely been fantastic. The atmosphere here has been electric, surprisingly so this afternoon. I didn't expect this out here, and I didn't know what to wear. There's no team name, so there's no merch.
Imagine if there was, how well that merch would be selling right
now. $500,000 easy, maybe $1 million in sales today. Missed opportunity because there's no fan name, but Ryan Smith says he's in no hurry. My solution, since there's no merch, I just brought my jazz jacket with me.
I think that's safe.
In the sunset the colors. Center. But I've noticed a lot of other people have jazz jerseys on. The jerseys we're seeing most, though, this afternoon, Colorado Avalanche. I keep asking all these people passing by. So are you going to switch allegiances? Are you going to, like, defect from the Avalanche? And they're like, no, absolutely not.
No. I've also been asking kind of a straw poll of people, you know, what should the name be?
What do you hear?
And people that like the Yetis or hate it.
It seems there is no in-between.
There's no in-between.
But the guy who said to me that, oh, man, I know this already. He didn't. They're going to be called the Utah Blizzard, but their mascot is going to be a Yeti.
I could see something like that happening. Ryan Smith, of course, has said he's going to have the fans decide. We'll see how much of that is actually a fan decision. I don't know if
you think he's going to have his thumb on the scale.
I would if I was the owner. So.
There you go. They don't give you a hockey team, though. You need $1 billion first.
I'll own something much smaller instead.
Amy Kobabe joining us live. She's been reporting from the plaza all afternoon. KSL News Time, 5:20. Now, traffic and weather together were brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County Freeway seeing a lot of delays. Southbound on the West Belt, it's slow from I-80 into Taylorsville. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway, a slow ride from I-15 to the West Belt and from 5600 West into Magnus. Southbound I-15, delays continue from 33rd South to 146th South. Northbound I-15, some spots of slowing from the point of the mountain into Draper, but the real delay waits for you northbound I-15 from Murray all the way to downtown. Mark?
Off the freeway, it's been awfully busy in Utah County this afternoon through the streets of Provo and Orem, Pleasant Grove, Linden, and American Fork. Mainly that's because I-15 has been pretty dreadful. North and southbound between Lehigh and Linden, and then more delays on the northbound side. 2100 North Lehigh up to Point of the Mountain. Steve?
Yeah, we've packed in pretty well from downtown Salt Lake City. Northbound 15 from 53rd South in Murray all the way up into North Salt Lake. Thick and sluggish on the southbound side of I-15 as well in Weber and Davis counties from Ogden down to Roy. Delays on 215 South belts. You got delays both ways between 21st South, the 201 there, and North Temple, plus northbound Legacy. Those delays have cleared out. And we're good to go on the West Davis Highway and I-84 through Weber Canyon, all quiet. Spring into performance with Jody Wilkinson's new Acura all-wheel drive RDX. Superior handling, safety, and luxury. Lease for $459 monthly. Details, text Acura to 575-00. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast, temperatures for your Thursday in the upper 60s with showers and thunderstorms developing. Expect a low of 53 tonight, then tomorrow night down to 48 on Friday. Highs only in the mid-50s as the cold front slides through, and we'll see even more showers and thunderstorms. We'll keep the unsettled weather going into Saturday. We'll start off in the mid-40s and highs, again, only in the mid-50s with more showers around. Starting to try to clear things out Sunday with a high of 62 and lows in the low 40s. Still a slight chance for an afternoon shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
We're at 77 degrees in Salt Lake City. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll check on the markets in just a moment. And ahead, Ryan Smith is going to speak on the ice to the thousands and thousands and thousands of people inside the Delta Center. We're going to carry that live for you. Stay with us at KSL News Radio.